so many songs, so little time. Old ones and new ones, some that are mine. Seasons slip by so swiftly, it seems like a crime. There are so many songs, so little time.
You're listening to Now and Then with your hosts, Gary Harrell
and Linda Harrell, where we play songs from yesterday and today
on Radio St. Pete, 96.7 FM, WMTBLP St. Petersburg, where local music lives.
You can also listen online at RadioSt.Pete.com.
Summer's so hot, the winter it snows. Ain't no sand to dig in my toes. No quiet moments, no ocean breeze. No mountain air, no sign of peace. I'm floating along, singing this song. What's mine is yours. Just hold on.
never came around. Did you really answer the call? Sister, hey, brother, hey, I best be mind what you say while you are watching what you do. And all the good Lord is watching. Coin toss, you can't even spare a few. And then the TV preacher with the shiny grin is asking you to send your money in. You ride a big chick while you shout amen, 'cause he's a praying just for you. A sister, hey, brother, hey.
Moonshine mama, don't you know you've done it again? what might have been. If only you learned to apply a little bit of self-discipline. Moonshine Mama, moonshine Mama, moonshine Mama, don't you know you've done it again? Moonshine Mama, don't you know you've done it again? Stick your big foot in.
The first song we played was Island in the City by Claire Riley Rowe.
Yeah, Claire came in. I met her a few years ago. Adam Shoemaker brought her around. She played on the beaches, and she's out of New York City, but that's a great song that she had there.
We followed that up with Carrie Ray and the Shaky Legs and Sista Hay.
And Carrie Ray, she's out of Nashville, Indiana. She tours through Florida on occasion. It's been a while since, of course, COVID stopped everybody from coming down here, but I'm sure she'll be back soon.
And we finished up that section with Carly Bach and Moonshine Mama.
And Carly Bach can be seen at almost any festival in Florida that you go to. So coming up next is The Dresser by Kip Kelly, followed that by Paint Me a Picture by Joe B.
And then we'll have Saddle Up My Horse by the Donnie Simons Band.
And Donnie Simons is a shrimp boat captain out of Hudson, Florida.
My mother, before she passed, she used to come down from Indiana, where I'm from, in this little pickup truck that she had. And she would pack it with a bunch of stuff that I didn't want. But she would pride herself on how perfectly she could pack the bed of the truck. And it was just my mom, my sister, and me when I was a little kid, and we didn't have very much. I remember one time I came home from school, and I had bedroom furniture for the first time. And one of the pieces that I got was what my mom told me was called a high boy. And it had a cabinet up top and three drawers below it. And I remember it mostly for, I used to steal baseball cards when I was little, and I would hide them in there. But on one of these trips down in her truck, she brought this high boy, this dresser that I had. And she and I took it off the back of the truck together and put it in the middle of my garage. And it sat there for about 3 years. And during that time, she passed. And one day, it was just time to clean the garage. And I needed to move the dresser. And I didn't really want to because it had sat there all that time. But I went ahead and moved it off to the side. And I looked at it for a while. And I thought about all that it stood for and all that my mom had to sacrifice to fill it growing up. And I came up with this song. This is called The Dresser.
In my garage, there's a sturdy old dresser Mom bought when I was a kid. Used to protect all of the things that she bought me and hide all the things that I hid. The top drawer, it had no jewelry. Its value was greater than gold. Filled with the love that she gave me and the lessons from the stories she told. The next drawer had the clothes that she bought with all of the money she lacked. The last drawer could never be empty, 'cause that had the shirt off her back. Well, I'd ride my bike to the old Ben Franklin, the local five and dime. Baseball cards sold at eight packs a dollar. Sometimes I would take nine. And I'd hide those cards in that sturdy old dresser and hope that nobody heard. But she'd find them and put them right where I could see them without ever saying a word. The top drawer, it had no jewelry. Its value was greater than gold. Filled with the love that she gave me and the lessons from the stories she told. The next drawer had the clothes that she bought me with all of the money she lacked. The last drawer could never be empty, 'cause that had the shirt off her back. Now when I look at that sturdy old dresser, I think of those days and those nights, and how it was used to teach me the difference between what is wrong and what's right. And though she's gone and she can't tell her stories, no longer walking this earth, I still feel her love and she's still giving lessons without ever saying a word. The top drawer, it had no jewelry, its value was greater than gold. Filled with the love that she gave me and the lessons from the stories she told. The next drawer had the clothes that she bought me with all of the money she lacked. The last drawer could never be empty, 'cause that had the shirt off her back.
Twilight as it shines off their leaves. And oh, you're the only yard I know. And oh, you're the only yard I know. A sad song that Bonnie Raitt sings. Let it harbor excitement like the bayfront winds do bring. Make it feel like the soft stroke of a hand upon my back and the warmth of a love that's now being lacked. And no, you're the only. And oh, you're the only yard I know. Paint me a picture
remind me each day I need you most of all. To remind me each day I need you most of all. To remind me each day I need you most of all.
His wife told him she had to take him to Rooms to Go and buy her $1,400 and some odd cents new living room set. So I wrote this song called Saddle Up My Horse, I'm Going Riding. Okay. Saddle up that horse, I'm going riding. Tell my wife I'm not the one she's looking for. She lies and Mother Nature's a whore, and that's the girl I'm looking for. And you won't find her riding in no automobile. My horse is just the means of transportation, and my feet's been serving me quite well. She bought a brand new Brandon iron, wants to write her name in fire. That's not the love that I've been looking for. Take it away, Paul. Never has been. She'd sail that Mississippi if she could haul it away. She's got me wearing boots of lead. She wants to be pregnant in the bed. That's not the love that I've been looking for. One more time. Rayford Stark on harmonica. Go ahead, Paul. I'm going riding. Tell my wife I'm not the one she's looking for. She laughs at Mother Nature's a whore, and that's the girl I do adore. And you won't find her riding in no automobile. She laughs at Mother Nature's a whore, and that's the girl I'm looking for. And you won't find her riding in no automobile.
All right. Donnie Simons live here at the WMNF Studios.
Support for Radio St. Pete comes from Crooked Thumb Brewery in Safety Harbor. Crooked Thumb's tasting room offers up to 20 beers on tap, and the Beer Garden presents live music and food vendors weekends. More at CrookedThumbBrew.com.
Coming up, we'll have Old Kentucky by Jim Mason. Jim Mason had an incredible career in the music industry, more than 40 years experience in record production, songwriting, publishing, live performance, artist management, and marketing. He co-wrote the song I Dig Rock and Roll Music with Peter, Paul, and Mary, and he's sung backup vocals with incredible artists, including John Lennon and Alice Cooper, and just a number of projects. We could talk about Jim Mason for hours.
Yeah, I worked with Jim Mason, and some of the stories that he would have, that he would just run into certain people, like he was recording in a studio in New York, and they needed a backup singer. John Lennon needed a backup singer, so they came over to his studio and said, hey, can you come over and work with John Lennon? And that's how he met John and Lennon. And there's numerous stories like that that he has told over the years of running into Eric Clapton, because Eric Clapton needed coins for the soda pop machine. You know, Jim Mason, what a guy.
After that, we'll have Daddy's Prison Radio by Ben Jarrell, and finish up that section with Tattoo Lady by Ellis Paul.
And Ben Jarrell, of course, lived here for a long time, but about 5 years ago, he moved to Nashville. He's been making his living as a musician, touring the United States, and mostly in Nashville.
Driving down through old Kentucky in the rain, through the bluegrass in the wintertime, wishing that the sun would shine. Wondering why our lives are filled with pain. Old Kentucky seems so lonesome in the rain. And the miles all feel the same behind this wheel. And these Blue Ridge Mountain memories are bitter, cold, unpleasant trees. When hurt by love, the heart takes time to heal. Oh, Kentucky, now I know just how she feels. Oh, Kentucky, help her find a way to see. There's a part of her that's still a part of me. I don't want to be alone. Won't you guide my way back home, old Kentucky? I understand now why she said goodbye. Because love will make no guarantee that lovers never disagree. And I said some things I wish I could deny. Oh, Kentucky, I'm so lonesome I could cry. But the miles are passing like the morning dew. Now don't tell me it's a twist of fate, a lesson that I learned too late. Just teach me what it is I need to do. Oh, Kentucky, now I leave it up to you. Oh, Kentucky, help her find a way to see. There's a part of her that's still a part of me. I don't want to be alone. Won't you guide my way back home? Old Kentucky, old Kentucky, old Kentucky.
Made it out of other people's pain, taking their lives, putting them down in his wallet, and just kind of watching him go insane. Then he danced with the devil himself, a few lines at a time. It seemed his soul was so lost, it'd be near impossible to find. I don't know if I'll ever see him again. He's got a piece of me, and I got a piece of him. I miss him every day, I just hope that he knows. And maybe one day he'll hear me sing on his prison radio. Hadn't ridden him in a while. Painful, you see. Well, I tell him everything that's going wrong, and I know he can't take care of me. Some say, well, tell him the good things. I think it kind of hurt him all the same. I'd like to think that I made him proud, got my life a little rearranged.
Coming up, he'd heard me singing, my words filling up page after page. I guess he never really got a chance to see me do my thing up on the stage. Just trying to spread the joy and feeling music had always given me. I guess I hope that maybe somewhere in there, music can sit in. See him again. He's got a piece of me, I got a piece of him. I miss him every day, just hope that he knows. Maybe one day he'll hear me sing his prison radio. Piece of me, and I got a piece of him. I miss him every day, I just hope that he knows. Maybe one day he'll hear me sing his prison radio. Maybe one day he'll hear me sing his prison radio.
Showtime, I'm the painted lady, the circus. Support for Radio St. Pete comes from 7C Music, 535 22nd Street South in the Warehouse Arts District. 7C Music is a full-service guitar repair shop, live music venue, and coffee bar. More at 7cmusic.com.
Coming up is The World Oft Can Be by Della May. Della May is a Grammy-nominated all-women string band made up of founder and fiddle player Kimber Ludeker, lead vocalist and guitarist Celia Woodsmith, guitarist Avril Smith, and bassist Vicky Vaughn. Their mission as a band is to showcase top female musicians and to improve opportunities for women and girls through advocacy, mentorship, programming, and performance.
And I met Della May at the Will McLean Folk Festival.
After that, we'll have Mother's Ocean by Jen Wheatley and finish that section with Miss Goody and Moonlight Millionaire.
This world I can be a down and lonesome place to be. I knock at my door, I'm glad I have your company. Hang up your coat on a peg in the wall, sit up your feet and stay for a while.
Her voice, I heard the music of the angels. In her eyes, I saw the memories of the kissed me and she walked into the sunrise. With a passing wave I watched her disappear. Many times now I have walked along that shoreline, and in the ocean mist I know I feel her tears. She said, remember me at the turning of the tide. You will know I'm near you when you hear the seagulls cry. Remember me when your love of life runs thin. Stop and listen to your mother ocean sing. Said, remember me when the moon and tide run high. You will know I'm near you when you see the seagulls cry. Remember me when your love of life runs thin. Stop and listen to your mother ocean sing. Stop and listen. Said, remember me when the turning of the tide. You will know I'm near you when you hear the seagulls cry. Remember me when your life of life runs thin. Stop and listen to your mother ocean sing. Stop and listen to your mother ocean sing. You will always hear your mother ocean.
I'm a moonlight millionaire. candy. Right now I'm a moonlight millionaire. Yes, with you I'm a moonlight millionaire.
Support for Radio St. Pete comes from the North End Tap House and Kitchen at 2908 Beach Boulevard in the Art Village Courtyard of Gulfport. The North End Tap House offers craft beers and ciders and a deli-style menu, live music Wednesday through Saturday evenings, and an open mic on Tuesday evening. More at thenorthendtaphouse.com.
Friday night at CJ's, Fusebox plays from 8 to 12. Saturday night, Freedom to Funk plays 8 to 11. Karaoke after the bands. CJ's Backstage, 7022 22nd Avenue North, right across the street from Tyrone Mall.
Hit the rack at moonrise, eyes wake up at dawn. Roll around on wrinkled sheets, ceiling fan rolls on. Toss on a t-shirt, grab a cup of joe. Out the door to be near the shore, cool sand neath my toes. I've got no plan B. I never thought about the odds that life required some kind of logic, and I'm an optimist, you see. I took a walk around, looked at my life, I'm like an open sea, and I've got no plan B. Not sure why I quit reading the news, I kinda like the times. I TiVo all my reruns, those old times were just fine. Potholes come, sinkholes go, and they find someone to blame. But on the morning shore, with all of nature's changes, it still looks the same. I've got no plan B. I never thought about the odds that life required some kind of logic, and I'm an optimist, you see. I took a walk around, looked at my life, I'm like an open sea, and I've got no plan B. My style, living life without a thought, 'cause it's more about what you're about and not what you just bought. I made my choice to give it up, just to up and walk away. Well, I still had a heart and I had my guitar and a one-line resume. I've got no plan B. I never thought about the odds that life required some kind of logic, and I'm an optimist, you see. I took a walk around, looked at my life, I'm like an open sea, and I've got no plan B. No plan B.
My advice to pilgrims. My advice to pilgrims is
Tread lightly. Be fluent in the languages of silence. Show kindness to the least of those you meet along the road. And give up your seat on the train to the lame and to the blind, but also to the power-hungry Pharisee who believes a little comfort is going to ease his monkey mind. Or just stay the hell home. Don't go. Not unless you're willing to meet hunger and thirst and loneliness with the same reckless abandon as a she-wolf taking winter on. You see, we can't really make a journey when crippled with a vision. Instead, we must be willing to allow the horizon to swallow us whole. So smash your idols against the rocks and let the graven image burn. Yes, that very one you worshiped with all your heart and with all your soul. Because if you really want to be a pilgrim, you're going to have to let that shit go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There's a black chick steaming cream behind the counter with a ring in the nose. It's 10:30 in the morning and I'm standing in a long line here at the gulag. I was hoping I could get a little breakfast for all the people without jobs who showed up. But I'm standing beside these girls that smell like weed. I'm pretending not to listen, but the topic of the conversation, man, it's something. Yeah, the one with the tattoo on her neck turns to the one with the red lipstick. Spit across her face and says this, she says. Well, yes, I noticed just this morning. Oh, I noticed just this morning. Yeah, that it burns when I pee. Think you might have handed something off to me. Yes, it's breakfast in the gulag. It's what you find here behind the barbed wire. Yes, it's past the guards in the prison yard. It's breakfast, breakfast in the gulag. You got a laptop and an iPad and an iPhone. He's talking to all of them and at the same time in English, but with an accent. He's Indian, but Bombay, not Santa Fe. Anyway, he's a loud thing and he's bothering this tall man with the suntan, who is obviously a fella who rides a bicycle, which is evident from the tight shorts and the helmet he's wearing. He interrupts the Indian, puts his tea down and tells him, says, say now, you must be the gentleman. Yes, you must be that gentleman I spoke with when I call Wednesday evening to complain about my Comcast connection. Yes, it's breakfast in the gulag. It's what you find here behind the barbed wire. It's past the guards in the prison yard. It's breakfast, breakfast in the gulag. This woman who appears to be homeless, a safe guess by the way she's dressed in the shopping cart she's pushing. She smells bad, I mean real bad, and looks worse. And so, of course, now the management has to show up. Some young kid with a big zit and a notepad asked the woman, would you like to order something? Which is intended, surely, to be a totally rhetorical question. But right there and just then, with everybody watching, the woman unbuttons her shirt. Then she reaches in and pulls out a crisp $100 bill and says, well, as a matter of fact, I want some coffee black. Keep the change and make it fast, I got a plane to catch. Yeah, it's breakfast in the gulag. It's what you find here behind the barbed wire. Yes, it's past the guards in the prison yard. It's breakfast, breakfast in the gulag. Past the guards in the prison yard. It's breakfast, breakfast in the gulag.
You just heard No Plan B by Big Jim Allen.
And My Advice to Pilgrims and Breakfast in the Gulag by Grant Peoples.
We're going to end the show today with Awakening to a Dream by Cerulean Songbird, also known as Danny V. You are listening to Now and Then on Radio St. Pete.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTBLP St. Petersburg.
Where local music lives.